Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here to talk with us from Dog Nation, our man Connor Riley. All right, Connor, this has been the ongoing conversation. It doesn't go away. I don't know if it will between now and the end of the season. Maybe. But tell me, do you speak Kirby? What is Kirby talking about when he says he's not going to make a decision on the quarterback starter? He's going to wait to see how guys practice. Is he playing games?
No, I think he's trying to keep both options engaged and have them available. You know, Stetson Bennett, again, for all that he is not, 4-0 as a starter this year, 10 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And when you bench a guy who is playing that well, you do run the risk of losing him and wondering where he might be. And as much as we all might like JT Daniels and what he's able to do, He's missed multiple games now. He's missed three straight starts. He's missed four starts on the season. JT has shown at times that he's unable to stay healthy, and that shows why you kind of need to have a guy like Stetson Bennett around. I think JT is going to start on Saturday. It sounds like JT is getting healthier and healthier, and I think that's putting him in a position to play. But obviously how he practices today specifically, because Thursday is more of a light walkthrough than anything, if JT goes out and practices well today and practices like he did on Monday and Tuesday, I think he's going to be the guy that we see starting on Saturday. However, I also think there's a good chance you see Stetson Bennett play as well for Georgia.
Well, that's the other thing, because as Kirby said, I really can't compare these guys until both are 100% healthy, and then, okay, we got an issue. Because until one's ready, it's obviously the guy who's 100%. But, you know, we had the numbers. We read the numbers yesterday in the Dog Report, and, you know, I mean, yards per average throw, what they're doing as far as, you know, how he compares with the elite quarterbacks, you know, which are basically Bryce Young and Matt Corral. Stetson Bennett is right there. So, I mean, but then again, do you like the idea of – I just think if JT Daniels is your guy, then he's your quarterback for the whole game. I don't like the idea of rotating guys in there. We saw it backfire in the South Carolina game. Luckily, that was a blowout, but he throws an ugly pick in that one.
Right, and, you know, that's the thing where you want to keep Stetson engaged, but at the same point in time, I think we've seen the offenses that Georgia runs with Stetson Bennett at quarterback and the offense that it runs with JT Daniels at quarterback are two different offenses, and how much do you want to be facilitating between those with those guys in the game? So I think that's certainly something worth keeping in mind there. You know, everyone wants to know about who's going to start. I think the better question is who's going to finish the games there for Georgia, or at least assuming it's a close game. And I don't know if this weekend will be, but at some point Georgia's going to play a close game again, you know, like it did against Clemson open the season. And at that point in time, who are you going with? Are you going with Stetson Bennett, who does offer more with his legs, or are you going with JT Daniels, who does have the better arm?
Let's talk about Florida and what challenges they may present. It's Dog Nation's Connor Riley here on Dukes and Bell as we get ready for this weekend's matchup. I'm not afraid of this Florida offense. I'm just not. And I'm not trying to disrespect them, Connor, but, you know, watching them the last few weeks and they don't throw the ball down the field. I don't know if they have a guy that can do that efficiently. Emory Jones is not what we thought he was going to be. And then you add the Dog defense into this and you go, okay, well, you're giving up 6 points a game and over two, just barely 200 yards a game. Florida's not going to come out here and do anything special, are they?
I don't know. Well, I'm not necessarily scared of this Florida team. They do have some elements on that team that intrigue me. They are number one in the country in terms of yards per carry. And whether it is Emory Jones or Anthony Richardson at quarterback, and I think it's going to be Richardson, they're going to be able to move the ball with their legs there at the quarterback position, and they're a good bit faster than some of the bigger-bodied guys Georgia has seen to this point in time. So, you know, Florida and Dan Mullen, for all that he is not, he is still able to call a pretty good game and is going to be able to dial some things up there for Florida. Just we saw last year with the wheel routes, they identified that as an issue for Georgia and attacked it without mercy, and that's a big reason they ended up winning that game. But, you know, again, this Georgia defense, if they are what we think they are, and I absolutely believe them to be, this Florida team is just not well constructed to attack their weaknesses. They've struggled, as you mentioned, throwing the ball downfield. Anthony Richardson, for as much talent as he has, is not exactly the most accurate passer in the world and has shown that when pressured, he can make some truly horrendous decisions. And believe me, Georgia is going to get after this quarterback knowing how important that is and what could potentially struggle for him there. So, while I think Florida is going to be able to have more success than anyone else we've seen to this point in time against Georgia's defense, I'm still not sure it's going to be enough, especially when you factor in how porous their defense has been this season.
It is our man, K. Connor Riley from Dog Nation, our weekly visit, breaking down the dogs as a cocktail party. We just said it yesterday, Connor. It's an easy ticket this year. You don't have to spend like $300-$400 to sit like on the 40-yard line. I think a lot of Georgia fans are also looking one eyeball or one set of eyes to the Atlanta Braves. Hey, what about the teams that had success? And again, when you try to find teams that had success against the Georgia Bulldogs, it's like Bo Nix for a series, Kentucky for like one or two series. But I mean, it just, you wonder if other teams can take some of that and do that. And Florida's, to Carl's point, Florida's quarterbacks are so inconsistent, it's hard to see someone until you play Alabama doing any of that.
Right. I you know, to this point, you mentioned Auburn, you mentioned Kentucky. The only reason those guys really had success was because they just said, we're going to go for it on fourth down. We're going to use math to our advantage here. And we're going to use four tries to get 10 yards as opposed to three. And I expect Dan Mullen to come out and be aggressive with regards to that. But, again, with the way this Georgia offense has been playing, if you're having to string together, you know, you think that first drive against Auburn, 17-play drive. Right. Kentucky's two scoring drives were 13 plays and 22 plays. That's not a sustainable model to scoring points consistently over the course of a game, especially when, I mean, your defense gets shredded in the manner that it did against LSU. You know, it's hard to string four or five 10-plus play drives together. That's why you don't see it very often. And to do that, Florida's probably going to need to score in the 30s, and I just don't see them being able to do that against the Georgia defense.
All right, so as we talk about, you know, Florida and what's going on there this weekend, do you think if Florida loses, is there any pressure on Dan Mullen? I mean, we haven't really talked about this. I know he's locked up, but – you know, it is about winning, and I know they haven't lived up to the expectations. What if Georgia blows doors? Is there anything being, you know, rumor-wise out there about Dan Mullen in a hot seat?
I don't think he's on the hot seat yet, but I think the chatter about him being on the hot seat is going to get a lot louder if they lose this game, because it'll mean the second straight year at best Florida is going to be able to go 8-4. I believe Mullen, and he's still winless against Alabama as a head coach. He's 1-3 as a head coach at Florida against LSU. He'd be 1-4 as a head coach against Kirby Smart. Those are not the kind of numbers you want. And the reality is, you know, basically my entire life, or at least until I was Urban Meyer left, Florida was winning national championships and contending for national championships. And under Mullen, this team doesn't really look like it's capable of doing that. This is year four for him, so. The wheels would really have to fall off for him to sort of get fired this season. He has a $12 million buyout for the next couple of years, but it stays at that number. But if he loses this game, I think he goes into next year under a lot of pressure to show improvement because of the struggles that he's had against LSU, against Georgia, against Alabama. The more talented teams that recruit better than him, because for as well as Mullen does call plays and get the most out of his roster, he just doesn't recruit well enough to contend consistently against those teams.
Connor Riley, we always appreciate you, man.
Can I throw one more thing at him real quick, Carl? I just thought, just because we're just talking about the coaching carousel, who's going to come hard after Dan Lanning because Georgia's defense has been so lights out? Or do you look at it like when Kirby was at Saban, that Kirby is still integrally involved in the defense, or Dan Lanning is the architect of this thing?
Yeah, so I do think Lanning is going to be an interesting head coaching candidate. I'll be interested to see what kind of job he takes, because I do think he has the potential to be selective in what he takes. He doesn't have to just take a head coaching job. One thing I would monitor and would be interesting to me. So Auburn this week came out and announced that they were going to have a vaccine mandate for all employees, and that includes the football coaches there. And Brian Harsin, obviously he tests positive for COVID before the season, and there is some question about whether or not he is vaccinated. And that is he has to be vaccinated by December 8th. We just saw the same situation happen with Nick Rolovich at Washington State and him ultimately lose his job because he is unvaccinated. I wonder if maybe, you know, this thing gets far enough down the road, if something similar can't happen to Harsin and that Auburn job comes open again. But I think Lanning would be a really interesting candidate there, given how well he recruits and how well he has shown to adapt his own system.
And real quick, you brought this up about being selective. Mel Tucker went to Colorado State, right? And now he's at Michigan State, and they're undefeated, and they're playing Michigan this weekend. It's a big game. My point is, all of a sudden, Mel Tucker looks like, you know what, do you have to be selective? Can you just go and be a head coach, win a little bit, and then go somewhere else? Or do you think it's just about getting the right job? That's my point.
I think it is about getting the right job. And Mel Tucker went to Colorado, which was a Power 5 job and had somewhat recent success, so obviously not the level that it historically had.
Sure.
But to your point there, if you're the guy and you believe that you're the guy and you have the right connections, Mel Tucker has demonstrated that you can move up quickly in the span of potentially 4 years. He can go from Georgia defensive coordinator to LSU head coach despite not having a ton of serious ties to LSU program.
Yeah, it's a great point. And that's where I was going with that. That's another guy because he knows the SEC. He's recruited in it, been in Alabama, been at Georgia. Keep an eye out on Mel Tucker depending on what happens. And even if it does, even if they win the Big Ten, I think it's even more attractive. We got to run. Connor, thanks, man. Good job. Appreciate you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.